The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us on this rainy and stormy. We were just indicated that earlier today the sirens were going off in West Des Moines, and sometimes it's like the sky is falling, and sometimes people just don't pay attention to that.
Well, these
stuff.
Sheer winds are just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Well, especially with the older trees and in many of the urban neighborhoods that have established forest. My house is in an old hickory and oak thing, and
as is mine.
The trees are reaching their maximum
maturity level.
And boy, it worries me every now and then. I look up and see what's hanging over the roof and thinking, oh man, that would make a hole.
That would. And that's what happened up in northern Iowa yesterday.
Is that right?
Some straight winds through the Fort Dodge area, Mason City area, and all that. So yeah, it is that time of year.
Well, it's great to live in such a wonderful, walkable, livable space as in central Iowa, including the urban forest and the great summer weather that we have on us. It makes us think about getting outside, walking, mobility, how we get around.
Ken Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen, from the Iowa AARP. You were in D.C. last week. When I was in D.C., we did not put eyeballs on
Well, actually, we were at the same hotel. I was checking
out. Really?
While you guys were landing at National Airport, I was checking out and walking to the National office.
We just missed you.
Yeah,
that would have been fun. We're going to talk about livability, walkability, and how that's important for individuals of each age. You know, one of the things we're going to do next week is we're having a conversation with the Vice President of Development for Hubble about that 75-acre project that's going on
south of MLK. And Chris Sidoris and her colleagues invited a whole range of folks from millennials on up through us classic boomers and beyond into, I think they call them charrettes in the design world, and said, hey, look, we've got this opportunity for development. And I think that Hubble, a terrific local corporation, took a lot of new ideas and input and formed that into a community that's going to be authentic to the downtown. So it's not like dropping a suburban development, no offense against suburban development, but not trying to drop a suburban development in the middle of a downtown urban thing. Designed to be to communicate with the park to the south, Grays Lake, and with the downtown to the north. I think it's going to be a terrific opportunity, multi-generational. Millennials
there's
will find it attractive.
Commercial
and retail. And
small front lawns. It all sounds like a really interesting opportunity. I spoke with the senior vice president for Hubble while I was in D.C., and Dan was talking about all of this. I saw some of the schematics and some of the design. Mm-hmm. And you know what he said? He said three words, missing middle housing.
How about that? Ring, 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 ring. So our work in December continues to roll out, and we're seeing it all through the downtown. I don't know if you've heard about it, but there's going to be the first protected bike lane.
Yes.
On Grand. Between where they're putting in the new bridge and Pennsylvania Avenue. And we're very, very excited about people's experience that, monitoring, getting public input. And feedback will be at events in and around that space to really get a feel for folks that are visitors to the East Village, folks that are residents of the East Village, people who go there for work, and so forth. So I'm very, very excited about that, which leads me to an opportunity, Michael. We are, and details will be forthcoming. You know, I always should remind your listeners to get a pencil and paper out because, it's always good.
So do that
good.
Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And but, if you're driving home on that parking lot we call Interstate 235, don't reach for that pencil.
Yeah, right don't now. Reach for that pencil.
But you
do
can
not
catch
text.
All. You can catch all of this on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it is
and
there.
I'm so pleased that you're always willing to put in these URLs and other things. But AARP.org/livable has a lot of resources for neighborhood leaders, for civic leaders, community leaders, business leaders. Specifically to Central Iowa, we have a Facebook page for the age-friendly Greater Des Moines. And then, of course, our AARP.org IA or Iowa Facebook page and website. We are going to announce – in mid-June, maybe early June, a grant opportunity where not-for-profit organizations, business organizations like chambers, local governments, neighborhood leaders, others can pitch a livable community project for their neighborhood, for their community. Something rather small scale, you know, somewhere, you know, $5,000 to $25,000 kind of investment. Some great ideas could come forth from the communities. We can get those into our national office and perhaps score two or three of those small grants to do demonstration projects. And these are things that we'll want to accomplish and have completed by November, early November.
So let me just shoot one at you. And this is maybe something that's going to be too very fast to get done. But one of the things that I know the city of Windsor Heights is continuing to talk about are something called parklets.
You're right.
And these are bump outs or bump ins, if you will, along the street that extends the business into former parking areas with tables and things like that. Something like that?
And absolutely. Yeah. Now imagine that we used cones and temporary barriers and that sort of thing and created that space for a week-long period of time or two, just to get people's experience to say, this is what it was like. Flashback to when I ran the Papa John's Center, you know, when before the sculpture park came in, John Papa John said, I want to put one of our sculptures out there so people can visualize what a sculpture park would look like. And that got the community buy-in. Likewise, along your University Avenue and other places, you could do those parklets or extend the business out into the street. Of course, we'd have to negotiate.
Obviously.
But imagine that. Let's say that costs $7,500, $10,000 to do. That would be an excellent project. Another one I thought about is I've seen these great artistic designs for crosswalks and bike lane kinds of things. Things that aren't just a white line on the street, but have some engagement with the walkers, with the bicyclers, with the people that are using the street, even people in their automobiles. Imagine some sort of a grant or some sort of a competition among artists and others to say, hey, how would you redesign these crosswalks in the downtown or in Windsor Heights or in a community, and then have the grant money pay for the paint?
Why not?
And the installation of it.
Yeah,
that'd be a cool idea.
And people I know are listening to this, and they're going, wait a minute. Well, I don't understand. How come? What's the deal? How come AARP is talking about walkability and transportation and livability and all of these things? How come you guys are involved in this?
Well, our 50-plus members, I mean, that is our members who are 50-plus years old. We have 370,000 of them across the city are saying this is important to them. They're in a different stage in their life, and they know that walking and physical activity is the number one thing that can help them keep fit, help them keep connected to their community, and help them avoid some of the chronic kinds of debilitating things that are coming along. You know, our generation, we classic boomers, are kind of the tale of two cities, the best of all worlds and the worst. I mean, we are the fittest generation to come along, and guess what? We're also the most chronically sick generation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we end up most spheres, but in communities that are a little more dense, that have the sidewalks, that have the walkability, that have the neighborhood commercial centers, it adds to the social network,
it adds
to the health, it adds to the mental health as well as the physical health. And if the infrastructure is designed, it's a healthy environment all the way around and safer, because once you slow the automobile traffic down to reasonable, people are more likely to survive whatever calamities might have, whether it's a bicycle accident or a automobile accident or whatever.
Ken Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen, with Iowa AARP, we're talking about livable communities and making any community, really. There's several small steps to make a community, I would imagine, more livable.
Absolutely.
Like what?
Well, one of the things that we're really emphasizing statewide, because we want to take some of these lessons we've learned here in Central Iowa and go around the state, and we've sponsored the first class, the first fellowship of the Iowa Walking College. There's a America Walks, and we've kind of redesigned their curriculum with the health of the Iowa Healthiest State Initiative, and those great folks. AARP is the, if you will, the premier sponsor of the first class of the Iowa Walking College. And we have 15 fellows designated from all around the state. And they are, many of them are health professionals, many of them are community volunteers, representing 13 different communities. Here in central Iowa, we've got Dallas, Polk, and Jasper County that all have participants. And these fellows are going to both have a curriculum that gives them more information about the value of walking, the value of mobility. And each of them will be required to have a project within their community. So, for example, in the Historic Valley Junction, we'll be doing a walking audit, that sort of thing. We'll be doing other things. So, you know, back to your question, why is it? It's because folks understand that walking is the easy, you know, every trip begins with a walk.
Right.
Maybe a walk to the car, but it begins with a walk.
So extend that out just a little.
Extend that out.
Yeah.
Extend that out. It's like the idea of, imagine if we were extending our street, if we were thinking about our streetscapes as part of our park infrastructure, and that when you walked out of your home, you were part of the park system, part of the natural environment.
And this is so different than where we have been with regard to car-centric lives.
Absolutely.
And we all drive. I mean, you drive to your office.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you do. I do. I drive down here to the studio. But you know what's really cool? Where I live, it's exactly a mile and a quarter to my local grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Easy walk.
Easy walk.
Bike ride. You know, put the Burley on. Put the why not?
Why not? Indeed. And at least we ought to have that opportunity. If folks are bound, and let's face it, we're not throwing shade on the way we designed everything in the 60s, because guess what?
We were
in charge
there.
Then, too. and the fact is, we all knew that we all wanted our car, and we were all going.
And we wanted to go someplace fast.
That's right. That's right. So now we're thinking, maybe we can reconstruct some of that built environment, some of that built infrastructure, and make it healthier for all ages, from toddlers all the way up through the 80-year-olds and the 90-year-olds.
It's interesting you should point to that. We had a news story yesterday about car sales. Car sales have declined for the first time in quite a while, as a matter of fact, since the recession. And one of the really interesting trends is, as urban environments become more pedestrian-friendly, millennials are ditching the idea of having a car. And they're living, working, and being outside in the downtown space. And we're seeing that here in Des Moines.
Well, I hope that your listeners will be looking for us to roll out what we're calling the convergence study. And it's really an examination based on research of what the millennial generation wants in an urban livable community and what classic boomers are now looking for. And guess what? There's
similar,
a lot of correlation there. So you want to be close to the action, want to be less car dependent, want to be more mobile, want to be walkable, you know, and in among the action. Well, as you can see, there's a lot of development here in central Iowa that answers that missing middle housing, the way we're examining the streets and their use. It goes on and on and on. So there's all kinds
stuff.
Of possibilities. And finally, you know, it is Bike Month.
It is.
So be sure every Wednesday for people to visit the Bicycle Collective's website or Bike Iowa website. Look for the tour ride. That's the older urban rider. And they're having breakfast rides, lunch rides, dinner rides today. They beat the storm, and they had a great ride through West Des Moines and Windsor Heights and some of the trails.
Speaking
out there.
Of rides, tonight is the Ride of Silence. Tonight is a ride of silence. I know the Des Moines Bicycle Club and others have gotten together, Bike Collective and others, relative to individuals who have died. And so this is a ride of silence. This happens downtown, here in downtown. So, yeah, it is Bike Month.
It is Bike Month. There's lots. We had a great time kicking it off at Confluence Brewery, and we gave away a couple of great AARP Real Possibilities jerseys as a result of that.
Good stuff, huh?
Good stuff. Good
always,
stuff,
always a pleasure to have Ken Sovereign in studio with us. Thank you, Ken, for doing this.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, sir. If you missed all or any of this conversation with Kent, you can find that up on our podcast in just a bit. All right, we've got to step aside. Why? We're going to check out what happened on Wall Street. We gave you that information a little bit ago. As we go out, we're going out with the music from our good friend Roxy Copeland.
There's no end, you won't go to the place, man. But when we're out at night with your friends in the car, all that you ever do is tease me, baby, I.